I'm gonna do a countdown, so you need to shut
I'm
up,
gonna
Alhan.
do a countdown. I'm sorry. All right, let's go.
One.
Yeah, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Trey. One, two, three, four.
Ooh, why are you counting?
You really got me there.
Motherfucker.
Who counts to four?
All right, three, two, one, go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trey Green Show. I'm not your host, Alejandro.
Is that what we're going to do every time you're going to say
I don't know. We could do something else. Fuck it. Hell. It's just, we could. I'm sorry.
So mean. Aren't you going to introduce me?
Oh, right. Look who finally decided to show up.
I'm really happy to be here, guys. I listened to the last fucking podcast, and I heard some very strong words against me. I think one of you called me a...
Nobody called
you
that.
One of you called me brown and empanada.
I might have called you brown.
But you guys also complimented me, Trey. You complimented me.
Yeah, I said nothing but nice things because I was being held hostage.
Did you see the comment that I left?
Yeah. I'll flash it up on the screen.
Okay. He flashed it just like he flashes his fat, ferocious cock.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a fun one.
So how's it going on, guys? How's your week been?
Dude, my week's been... I don't know, man. My life's been a fever dream ever since I've graduated.
Ever since you graduated?
Yeah, it's like...
I don't care much about graduation.
We're going to talk about graduation because I tried to bring that up last time and Jordan wouldn't shut the... Graduation. Yes, we're talking about graduation.
I'm just saying,
how was graduation?
I'm just telling you how my life's been since graduation.
Well, tell us how graduation was, and then
just start from the
day. I feel like graduation was a good day. It was a day of mixed emotions, you know,
mm-hmm.
End of an era type beat. I got pretty existential, I'd say. You know, I was giving everyone hugs and stuff, and I was like, "What's next?" In retirement homes. Obviously, it's hard to think about what's like in between the beginning and the end, but that's really what we should be focused on. But it's really, really, really hard.
After graduation,
did you hug any teachers at graduation?
Yeah, of course, I hugged the shit out of.
I'm
cutting her name out.
I want to say I didn't hug any teachers, but in my subconscious, I probably hugged.
Also,
one or two.
I get to sit next to Bear Hill. That's something I can hold over everyone's head for the rest of my life. I was next to Bear. Were you next to Bear for graduation?
No, I was next to Bear my entire life in PE.
But you weren't next to him when it mattered. All right. I gave him his little back massage before and after.
Why? Do you know how gay that would have looked to the audience member? Why is this little black boy giving this little white boy a massage?
It's our moment.
You were way in the front because your name starts... Your name starts with an A, you were way in the front, and Bear was, like, body president.
Can we talk about how well Miss McNellis practiced my name in particular?
Your name, my name as well. Guess whose name she didn't practice? Skyla's name. She called her Skyla after repeatedly Skyla saying, my name is Skyla.
I remember, I was like, ooh. Mm. I cringed a little after that one.
I did too, I was like, I think the whole class was like, ooh, hey. She said Trey Green, right?
She practiced. She even rolled her R's for me, though.
I told her not to roll her R's because it would have sounded cringy.
So I was...
Boys.
Jesus Christmas Christ.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'm just being honest. You know what I did after graduation? I went to Carrabba's.
Carrabba's?
I didn't like the food because a lot of it, it's shellfish and I'm allergic. But whatever.
Okay.
And you know what? I went home. You know what I did? My last high school fap. And it was a big one.
Okay.
It was a goer.
Mm.
It was going all over the place.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome.
I can't even think of that as disgusting. That's so symbolic to me.
After masturbating so many times at SPHS.
I don't know.
When I was in middle school, I made myself this promise.
Probably did, though.
High school you go to, you take a shit in every bathroom. And I did.
Hmm.
Every bathroom I ever went to any school with, I took a shit.
This year was the blitz round, though, or last year was, because that's the year the teacher stopped giving a fuck about boys or girls going into the bathrooms. I'd just go into the girls' bathroom if it was ever locked for the boys' side.
I think I did that only once, and it was out of desperation.
It wasn't out of desperation, it was just more convenient, really.
Why didn't you just go to the other quad's bathroom?
Because it's more convenient to just
go to the girls' bathroom?
It's more convenient to pretend you're trans, yeah.
You only hugged one teacher.
I hugged Mr. Stahl. He's the only teacher I hugged. I hugged him with you. It was like a group hug.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it was like right. Jordan. We were like, we took a picture together, and then we turned around. And there was Mr. Stahl, and we gave him a big old hug. And then you know what happens next.
I left. You know what? In DVT,
I gave him a book. He was the only teacher I gave anything to, Mr. Stahl.
You gave him something. What did you give him?
I gave him one of my favorite books.
Which one?
It was called Shogun by James Cav. I don't remember his last name. It starts with a C. It's really good.
You didn't give him your favorite book?
Roderick Rules.
Dog Days. Aragorn?
Dog Days. Are you talking about Dog Days?
You think I was going to give my fucking high school teacher Aragorn? That would have been disrespectful.
I was going to say Clifford the Big Red Dog, but okay.
Nah, it was that Superman book.
That Superman book?
Yeah. Superman book.
It's just one of those, you know?
I used to read a lot. I read an autobiography by Ulysses S. Grant, Jesus. former member of the Union Army in the Civil War. You can edit these peaks.
Yeah, but it's gonna be peak.
Yeah, it's more work.
General of the Union Civil War Army.
Why are we talking about you? This is
because I read a book about him. It was a book about how he went from buttfuck the North, Virginia, and he went all the way down to Florida, and how he said it was the South was so beautiful, but the South was so beautiful that it took my heart away when I had to take it from the Confederates. It was everyone in the Civil War talked like that.
Yeah, they were all Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump was named after a KKK member. In canon, in lore. This is Forrest Gump lore. My gums hurt.
Didn't he fuck his mom?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're thinking of
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I think they came out at the same time. Let me Google that.
No, don't Google. No.
I can Google.
Can't Google.
We can also Google things to look at.
We can Google stuff.
Anything that we do online just means...
Did Forensis Gumpus fuck his mumsies?
We're going to have to make him do it if we ever want to become a fucking... Mind.
Yeah, you're interrupting the podcast with your phone usage.
Ah, shut up.
Okay.
Fuck, sorry.
Was there a sequel to Forrest Gump? Wasn't there like a sequel? Not a movie. I think there was a sequel plan, a movie sequel plan, though.
Forrest Gump? Gump trilogy?
No, it's based on a book, was it not?
Well, it was not.
It was not.
Were there more than one book?
You know why you
now
got...
Now I want to Google this shit.
Bite me. You know why you got... Not really. You know why you got those two movies confused? They have the same director. I forgot the director's name, Yes, Robert Zemeckis did...
Did he do Forrest Gump?
He did do Forrest Gump, and he also did Back to the Future.
What else? Did he do anything else after that, or did he just drop
it? Did he do a Batman movie?
I think he did. I think it was the, like, weird Robin Nibble
one. Yeah, was it... It was a Batman... He did not... There's no way the director of Back to the Future did Batman and Robin.
That'd be funny if it did.
No, it was another like fancy man director with a weird name.
Oh, Tim Burton.
No, he did one of those movies.
He did the first Batman. His name was Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher.
Joel Chupacabra.
Oh my fucking heart.
What did he do that was good?
Robert Zemeckis?
No, Schumacher.
Schumacher?
He did like something else notable. And then he did Batman and Robin. He was like
Before
Outcast.
Batman.
And if I had Google, I could tell you.
You can use Google. I'm going to use Google. My phone's not in my pocket. Never mind.
Yeah, no, Schumacher has too many syllables for me to remember.
It already knows what I want to listen to. Okay, he did Batman and Robin.
Yeah. He also did Batman for... Oh, that was probably it.
Because he did Batman Forever.
He did Batman Forever.
Because Batman Forever was like...
Was
not
that,
as
what
bad.
Was that actor's name from Batman Forever?
That's crazy.
Was that was not George Clooney? Was it?
George Clooney was Batman and Robin.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer is who it was.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I was about to say. Never mind. I forgot my thought.
What the hell? All right, whatever.
Speaking of whatever. He also did The Lost Boys. Nobody remember that. St. Elmo's Fire. Nobody remember that. Flatliners. Nobody ever remember that.
I think I saw a commercial.
Oh, he made Falling Down.
Oh, he did the music video?
No.
The Lil Peep and X music
video. No, shut the fuck. Falling Down with Michael Douglas and Robert Duvall. And Barbara Hershey-Lee. Wow. And Rachel Taconi.
They dragged poor Baba Hershey-Lee into this.
Not Marshall Ali.
Speaking of fucked up movies, it is a season to be spooky. And I'm really bad at spooky shit.
Me too.
I'm really, really bad. Like, if it's in real life, like I'll just be like, oh, I'll punch it. I'm one of those people, you know?
Why don't you... I think the best way to scare people, Alejandro, is... And don't take this the wrong way, but it's not wearing...
Are you criticizing how I
scare
people?
Not wearing a pink shirt and not wearing fucking Harry Potter glasses.
When was I talking about scaring
people? You need to wear... You need to sag your...
You're not trying to be scared.
Rant incoming. Rant incoming. You need to... Go ahead and drop those pants a couple of inches. Get a nice fake gun in your front. Start wearing a fucking Biggie shirt and start. And you gotta cut your hair a little shorter than that.
With his little.
Probably a dude.
Get a nice grail. Get a nice Cuban link.
Get a nice girl or get a.
Get some waves.
Yeah.
I got a cousin that did his waves.
I could cut my hair and get some waves. That'd be pretty freaky.
God, is this. Oh my god.
What?
My fucking ear hurts.
I don't know. I'm almost to the point of depression where I want to change something spontaneously. So I'll let you know when that happens.
Just you're gonna dye your hair pink. Black and pink.
Black and pink.
Black and pink.
Well, like a stripe? Like stripe formation?
No, all the way.
Should I get a couple of race stripes?
No, all the way. Cut your hair to the with a one. With a size one razor, which is like almost all the way, and then
could be like
Tyler the fucking creator it, but with pink.
Wasn't that Frank Ocean?
No, Tyler did it as well. I think Tyler had some black streaks because I remember in the potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
The potato salad video. He's like, grrr.
That is very good audio.
Hold on.
Speaking about hair.
We were not speaking about hair.
You know who has really good hair? That bad guy from House of a Thousand Corpses, which I watched yesterday.
That's.
And I watched that for the first time.
Are you like Rob Zombie now?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Rob Zombie.
I couldn't blink for most of his movie, so...
I got you, Lou.
I couldn't blink for most of his movie.
It's crazy that the entire plot of the movie revolves around, like, two scenes.
Well, yeah. That's his style. Redneck Hillbilly Murders.
I don't know. It makes everything... I don't know. It makes things seem more real. Oh, and that scene where he fucking... What's the cop's name? Not the sheriff.
I didn't see the movie.
The deputy.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, fuck. I bet if I describe you his character.
Oh,
he's always a cop in every single one of his movies. He's always a cop, right? I know his name. And something fucked up always happens. He's either a cop or a cowboy.
No, I know
something
his name.
Completely
I know
fucked
his name.
Up happens.
I know his name.
He was a cop. He was a cowboy in Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah.
He got his dick shot off.
I know his name.
No,
his name.
Get his dick shot off, dude.
I know his name. I know his name. Hey. Listen, I know his name is Joel Schumacher.
Yes.
No, it's not. His name is fucking. His name is fucking Burt Reynolds.
No,
it's not.
Reynolds is dead.
Sorry, it's the guy. It's Star Lord's dad.
Kurt Russell.
Is it Kurt Russell?
It is Kurt Russell.
Look it up right now.
No,
it's not Kurt Russell.
Kurt
Russell's the guy from Gladiators.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
He always has a southern accent.
The Hateful Eight.
Kurt Russell fucked up. Always happens.
Yeah, and also Kurt Russell's. Not always a cop.
Shh, I'm sorry. Kurt Russell. It's not Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
It's the guy
that is Kurt Russell.
It is Kurt Russell.
I was getting Kurt Russell and that other guy confused that did Gladiator.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No. Sorry. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
For some reason, I wanted to say Willem Dafoe instead of
Willem Dafoe.
Have you guys... What's a Willem Dafoe movie? Willem Dafoe movie? Platoon, I think it's called.
John Wick.
I think it's called Platoon.
John Wick.
He was in John Wick.
Was he? I haven't seen any John Wick movies.
He was a plot device, and then he got
in the first one, and then he got shot.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
He made a lot of movies.
He did.
Yeah, he was that guy. He was like my mother.
My mom makes a lot of fruit smoothies, too. Yeah. But, you know, the guy who directed that was the stunt coordinator for fucking The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah, The Matrix. The Wachowskis, I think, only made The Matrix and then The Animatrix and then Sayonara. You think they're going to make a comeback?
Who?
The Wachowskis.
Mike Wazowski?
No. Okay, let's talk about that thing we were talking about in the back.
Oh, no.
You got to bring it up.
One day, and Trey, would you say I go on a lot of rants?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about your dad?
Well,
yeah. Go ahead.
So we were 16 years old, Alejandro and I, and we were going to the county fair, and my dad took us there, and at that time Alejandro was having some lady problems about a long-term girlfriend, or she's trying to be long-term, whatever.
Well, I feel bad for you, son.
Woman.
All right, anyways. go ahead.
We were telling my dad this, and he was super quiet, and then he just goes, "You gotta fuck the ugly ones." And then he went on this rant that was so sexist and so misogynist that I can't repeat it. Like, I'll repeat it. So his plan was, this is what he did. He's like, "This is what I did when I was a kid, muchacho.
This is, you boys better take notes.
I already know I'm going to censor like 98%.
This is what, when all the idiots would go for the pretty girl, the prettiest girl in the bar, in the club, or in the like school meet, you or whatever, fool. I'm smarter than that. I'm a businessman. I go for the ugliest one.
First rule of infiltration is never use the front door.
Let me go the whole
thing. And I fuck them. This is what my father said. I fuck them, and I fuck them, and then I'm nice to them, and then they tell the pretty girls, because ugly girls are always friends with the pretty girls, so the pretty girls can look prettier. This is what my fucking dad said. He said, the ugly ones will tell the pretty ones, "Oh, he's a really nice guy," and then I fuck the pretty ones. And that reminds me of a movie called The Rock, with Nick Cage and the guy in the first Scarface, what was his name, Sean Connery, where Sean Connery asks Nicolas Cage's character, "Are you ready?" And Nicolas Cage's character responds with, "Yeah, I think so." and what's his name?
Nick Cage. Wait, who?
And the other guy, he said, "You gotta get ready. Winners fuck the prom queen." Sean Connery. "Winners fuck the prom queen." My dad is so sexist, jeez, but so funny.
You know what's good advice for women? Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3. I think it was Spider-Man 3. The landlord.
After, you gotta pay the rent.
The one with the cookies?
Yeah. No. Her dad.
Ah, her dad.
Her dad, Mr. Dickovich. I think it was after Spider-Man Toby beats his hot redhead GF. He talks to the landlord. The landlord, like, "You go to this woman. You tell her, you are a good woman. I am a good man." And that was the end of his advice.
Sam Raimi, you absolute genius.
That's like, that's the best advice I've ever heard.
That's genius.
You don't get that in the Tom Holland MCU Spider-Man movie. you don't get Tony Stark being like, "You're a good woman, I'm a good man."
To Pepper Potts.
Tony, you gotta do this and you gotta do this
"You're a good woman. I am."
But Tony, the invasion of Iraq.
"I'm a good man."
Oh, okay. That's funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, you don't
funny.
Get that in the fucking MCU Spider-Man. All you get in the MCU Spider-Man is, "Haha, funny. Look, Spider-Man's a little clumsy."
Alejandro doesn't know anything about the MCU.
All I know is Rey Mysterio is not in it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You fucking... What did you just say?
I'm thinking about Rey Mysterio right now.
I have a Rey Mysterio mask.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
And it's a little small.
Can I have it?
It's really small. It was from when I was a kid, when I was 7.
Yeah, I can put it on my dick.
I mean, I'm a kid at
my
heart.
Dick will be Mysterio.
I put it on sometimes.
I want a Rey Mysterio mask.
I went to Ridge and Messley and they were having them there.
I love how disruptive what were we talking about before Rey
my
Mysterio?
Sexist dad.
That's right.
I want to fit.
Man, I miss your dad. I miss him.
I want to fit a discussion about Spider-Man in every podcast.
Oh, my fucking God,
just like, "Hey, guys, remember Spider-Man 2? Remember Pizza Time?"
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We haven't watched these.
What do you think is more memeable? Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3? Or?
Spider-Man 1. I think Spider-Man 1's more quotable.
I don't think
so. Bonesaw.
Bonesaw is ready.
I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Did your husband make that, Mr. Bonesaw?
Yeah, Spider-Man, he jumps on top of the cage. He's like, you're f***. Then Bonesaw's like, hey, that's not very nice.
That's not nice. You're on the wrong side of history, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Favorite Spider-Man quote, Alejandro? Go. 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1.
Webs.
All right.
That's from the Spider-Man animated.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He runs up. He's like, webs! And then... Ew.
Bruh, did you guys see the original Spider-Man?
You guys are just making me
cartoon.
Realize how
there were a bunch of them. The one from the 90s.
No,
from the 90s.
90s one.
From the 90s, Christ.
From the it wasn't the 60s. It was the 70s because that was color television. And then the
69.
Sure, whatever. In the 70s, that wasn't Spider-Man. Spider-Man and his mutant friends, which was him. It was him, Iceman, and I think Fire Girl.
Fire Girl.
Starfire.
Oh, I know what you're fucking talking about.
From different universe.
Yeah,
Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
I remember. But I mean
the one from the 90s
where I know which one you're talking about.
Had the like wonky animation. Mm. My favorite episode was the Hole Man episode where this villain would throw holes on the wall.
I specifically remember him because I saw like this meme that had him in it. I know his name. His name is The Spot.
Yeah, the spot.
Donkey talking about him.
No, well, probably, but I saw a meme that was like that showed like him and he like
it
like,
was OP.
He got hit in the face because he was like, oh, look at my little spots.
He was OP.
Yeah,
if he got his shit together in villainy, he would have been top notch Spider-Man. So Batman has the Joker, and Spider-Man's is the Green Goblin.
Who does Wolverine have?
He has Sabretooth.
Really?
And what's his other name? Director something.
Professor X?
That's his friend.
That's his rival.
Not really.
I'm pretty sure the biggest enemy Wolverine has is depression.
Not really.
That and stabbing.
Well, that's true. Not a lot of enemies in the Wolverine cinematic universe have stayed. I can name them all. X-Men 1. It was Sabretooth. X-Men 2.
It was.
X-Men 2, the best X-Men movie.
X-2. X-Men United.
Where does Origins come in?
I'm about to get into that.
Yeah, is that number 3?
That's 4.
That's 5.
Just let him go through it. You're being a Jordan Lamb right now.
X-Men 2, his villain was Stryker. That was his name, Stryker.
That was his name?
Yeah, Stryker. Director Stryker. And X-Men 3, it's Jean Grey. But that movie flopped.
And then they did it again, and it flopped twice as hard.
And then it was X-Men Origins Wolverine, and his main villain was Weapon X, a.k.a. Deadpool.
The Blob.
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool. That was stupid.
That was the one where he just didn't talk.
Kids like Deadpool.
Kids like Deadpool.
Or make him
that scene at the very end, have you seen that movie at the very end? It literally looks like a high school, like green screen background.
That's what it is.
That's what the movie was. Did you guys play the game? The game was good.
The game I heard was good. I didn't play it.
Favorite game.
But after that, we got X-Men First Class. That's good. That's good. I like it. And then we get X-Men Apocalypse.
No.
Yes.
Days of Future Past.
Oh yeah, Days of
Future Past. That one I liked.
I like these. That one's iffy for me. I liked it.
I'm not a big X-Men guy.
I am. I love the X-Men.
No, this.
But I like Days of
Future Past.
Days
of Future Past was the Egyptian guy, or was that one Apocalypse?
That was Apocalypse.
That was Apocalypse.
Future Past was the one.
Was Dinklebob. Dinklage was was the guy who created the.
Dinkelberg.
Was the guy who created the. What are those machines? Sentinels. The Sentinels.
That's fucking right.
The Sentinels looked pretty fucking cool.
That was the one that had and both the new and the old actors.
In the original comics, they send back Kitty Pryde. And Kitty Pryde, if you know this, her name is Shadow Cat in the X-Men forces. And her ability is to phase through walls, and she can phase other people through. It's pretty cool and neat. Romantic.
Different character.
No.
The only reason they had her was so that Juggernaut was...
I'm the Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
They're like, how can we defeat Juggernaut? And then this was the original. This was the hotline that they told producers when they were writing this. They said, how can we defeat the Juggernaut? and then they created X3 around it. That's how I feel. That's how I feel
probably.
It's like, okay, we have Kitty Pryde. She'll make them stuck. Why don't you break through it? Okay, she's in an area where mutant powers don't work. What's that thing going to be? It's going to be this kid, this fucking bald kid. Okay, is this bald kid needed? Yeah, the Magneto want to kill him and Professor X want to love him. And then it became the plot.
That was like an entire world tour of accents.
It takes a lot of people to make these movies, Trey Green. So after Days of Future Past...
Very diverse writer's room.
After Days of Future Past, ladies and gentlemen, they decided to make X-Men Apocalypse.
People didn't like it. I thought it was all right.
I thought it was good. They killed Magneto's daughter. That guy cannot catch a break. Yeah. Holocaust survivor.
He does some gnarly stuff, but he's knows him as a villain.
He's blamed for killing JFK when he was I was trying to save him, and he was trying to bend the bullet. But game film theory says that Magneto can't control bullets that well.
MatPat. Is that what MatPat says?
That's what MatPat said. Fuck you, MatPat. I'm kidding. I love you. I throw a lot of cards.
That X universe.
Then after that was Logan.
Logan was good.
Yeah, that was actually
that very was good. That made me cry. And I saw the black and white. I had my friend. We watched the black and white version, which is how you're supposed to see it.
Really?
The director says. And then there was there was this monstrosity, Dark Phoenix.
I'm never going to watch that in my life.
I watched it, Trey Green.
How was it?
It was to you. Badly good. I like some of the set pieces. I mean, some of the action looks so fucking CG. When Hank the Beast tries to attack one of these fucking creatures that the original Dark Phoenix made or some dumb bullshit, it looks so fucking CG. And Magneto would extend his hand, the camera would follow it. It just looked... Remember the suit-up scene from Iron Man 2 when he presses that briefcase and it's like an extension? Mm-hmm. It looked like that. And you know the suit-up scene from Avengers Infinity War where he's and the camera sort of moves CGI-like? That's what the fight scenes look like.
When I first saw Infinity War, I thought that suit was the coolest, but now I hate it. It looks weird.
Nano
shit? Yeah. Because it's so fluid.
Yeah, but the one in Endgame is way better. Because it's got texture. It's got some texture to it.
It's got different colors, just like red.
It doesn't look like you got a spear at Halloween.
Yeah, he's just wearing a fucking... What were those little suits called that,
What do you mean?
They're just one color, and you just wear them... And your nuts would hang out. You know what I'm talking about.
No, a fucking we don't.
Weird ass skin tight suits?
It was a skin tight suit, but they had names.
Morph suits,
yeah. I think so, yeah.
Oh, speaking of morph suits.
Morph suits and the morph devil.
Here he's coming in.
Oh, boy.
Maddie.
Girls on the podcast? No, thank you.
Everybody pretend like we're talking about her.
Oh, I was.
No girls on the podcast.
No girls on the podcast.
Leave, Matt. Go. She's a baddie's enter.
We know you've got a... Now leave.
I'm cutting that out. What are we talking about?
We went through all the Spider-Mans. No more Spider-Man, no more MCU. Maddie, how does it feel to be a woman in 2019 with a skull tattoo in your neck? No one cares. Yeah. Now, guys,
I can't.
You got to get here because we can't pick you up.
I can just repeat what she says.
Why can't we just have her come here?
Will you repeat what I say, but in a female voice?
Hell no.
You can't.
I'm not capable.
You can't ask anyone anything these days. You know what I mean, Maddie?
Yeah.
Feels like the posters we got. You got those new Joker posters. I think T really outdid himself this time. I didn't think he had taste in anything.
I don't think he even covered up the holes on the wall, dude.
Nah, who cares? They're there. You just, as long as it's covering some part of the wall, it's good. Why he hugged Mr. Bones like a fucking penis.
He did that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now I can't walk around.
Yeah. I feel watched.
Do you remember prom night?
Oh, yeah, I do. I knew you were going to say that.
And,
Oh, you were there, weren't you?
I said hello to you, and you said hello, and then we went our separate ways.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you told me, why don't you follow me back? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm Rafforcalbo, and follow me back on Instagram.
Yeah,
It's like, Jesus Christ.
When I first started meeting all of you guys, I would just go up and they'd be like, you look familiar. And I'd be like, Rose Elgren. And they'd be like,
oh?
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Some making holes in the wall next door. I'm just waiting for them to knock down one of the shelves. Or maybe like...
Well, whatever. Anyway, like,
can we
guys.
Move on, please?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I want to tell people who haven't chosen their classroom that...
It's chosen.
their classrooms at SEF yet. If you need a math class, take any class except topics in math. That class is so hard. And I've barely seen a number. It's just proofs. Maddie, stop recording me! I've barely seen a number. All I see is proofs, and I don't like proofs. I'm a big math guy. I don't like proofs. I like long equations. That's what I said, Maddie. Proofs. You don't need to repeat what I say.
I like proofs.
I like proofs. Yeah.
And it's just trash. How are your classes going, Treyas Greenis?
We're talking about education. I can't relate right now.
My classes are going just fine.
Just fine.
My one class I'm taking right now.
You're taking just one class?
The other class I was taking ended already.
You're a lucky man. You only got two classes a semester?
Yeah.
What?
Because I also have a job.
Fuck boy income. Like the most. Jesus Christ. What's up, man?
What's up?
Ow. Ugh. So yeah, the one class I'm taking right now is
which one is it, Trey?
Written communications with
ENC 1101.
ENC 1102.
No.
I'm taking
four classes. That's what I'm taking.
Four classes.
I'm taking four classes. I have a full part-time job, and I have another job. Do you think I really have time for podcasts? So that's why I didn't. I lied to you, Trey. It wasn't for a music video that I got $50 for. It was for setting up cameras at a club called Roomba Sky.
Were the cameras for a music video?
No.
You could have just told the truth. It has the same exact
effect. I didn't want to make you...
Insecurity cameras?
Yes.
Insecurity cameras?
You're making sure that people are secure.
Yeah. There's a lot of important things in Roomba Sky, and I'm making their logo.
Make their logo on a day that we're not doing a podcast.
I gotta get home and do the logo for them, do a poster for them. But whatever. So, do you got a major or something in SEF?
No, I'm just doing my AA. I have no fucking clue.
What, associates in art?
Well, no. AA is just your general classes. When you finish your 2 years of general classes, you get your AA, which is just like the lowest degree.
What are the degrees?
There's AA, and there's like AS.
Associates in Science.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting an Associates in Science.
Oh, I think A is just like the most general one, right?
Yeah, was A stand for? Associates in...
Arts.
Arts.
Arts?
Yeah,
Associates. No, it's not Arts.
It's not?
Because the art degrees are Associates in Science.
Maybe.
I got
an associate's assignment, a graphic design degree.
We're not going to use any of this because it's not good podcast material.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
blah.
Guys. Let's get it out of the room. Let's let it out. Let's just say it. Everybody's thinking it. Wow, Ernesto, that's a really good haircut. Because I didn't have this hair.
I did think that when I
last time.
In.
And you guys, don't compliment me. Let me tell you about the day that I couldn't be here. It's a pretty good story. As you know, we film these things on Wednesday. And on Wednesday is when that guy hits me up. Hey, Roomba Sky, security cameras, $50 today, $50 tomorrow. Mm. And then I go, I do my business, it's perfect. And it's about 7:30. And I got to get home. And I don't live in Bradenton. So I got to go a long way, Maddie. And so as I get home, I eat a sandwich, I drink some cranberry juice, and then I have to go straight to McCurdy's Comedy Club because I'm performing.
Oh, yeah, that was on the same day.
I was on the same day, and after that, I went to Manatee, which is a Kratom and Mana Bar.
Yeah, that's the place where the coolest cats in town hang out.
That's where I go.
Where they drink their not drugs.
No, it cures drugs.
Yeah.
Trey Green.
Yeah, they drink their.
And I didn't stay there for more than 10 minutes because just a bunch of hippies came in, and I don't really like the smell of. Axe body spray. So I dunked out of there. Not Axe body spray. There was this hippie girl that had this perfume. It genuinely smelled like dirt. Like dirt. Like straight out of the fucking ground dirt.
Probably like earth-scented.
I don't know. It was shit-scented.
Oh, the fuck?
Earth-scented like, anything. Can you imagine like a hippie girl being like, earth-scented? Is she fucking...
Yeah, that's what the fucking hippie girl
mud
did.
Turns me on. Mud and sticks. Some leaves.
You got something you want to say?
Nah, I mean... If I did, that's lost now. It's gone.
So do you want a Halloween costume?
Yes.
What do you want?
Anything. The epitome of whatever is
get him a store. Get him... I got a good one. Get him a dog necklace.
Fuck off, Ernesto.
And then...
Get you a whip so
make him...
Beat the shit out of you.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
I don't know, but I'm angry at it anyway.
It was... Get him a dog necklace. Get him a nice long chain.
A nice tail.
No, not the tail.
Can I get
to why does he need a tail?
He's the dog.
He's not a dog. You're real slow, Maddie.
Yeah, I know. There's fucking Slenderman, like, full-on morph suits, and I think that would be really fun for you.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, you should be Slenderman.
Isn't that just a white morph suit? My dick would just be hanging out.
Like the, yeah, exactly. It has, like, the tux on it. And I could get just, like, a top hat.
My grandpa for Halloween,
I mean,
no matter what costume he wore, he always wore this giant dildo, this giant like fake dick
on his
on his costume. He could be like one time he was a pope and then he had the giant dick out. Oh my Jesus. My wap.
My holy instrument.
I am so good at talking. Instrument. I'm so good at talking to girls, aren't I, Maddie?
Yep.
Did Maddie ever, said, yep.
Did you ever go on that date?
No, I'm too afraid.
I was dating...
First of all, huh?
What?
You thought I was dating...
No.
Dating... That's what you said.
Still?
Yes, still.
Jesus, I thought you'd swoop in like a fucking...
Why hawk. Would I swoop in?
Like a hawk.
Why would I? I have no sexual desires towards... I have sexual desires towards Trey Green.
Thank God.
I don't know about all that.
This man doesn't know what he's talking about. He was born yesterday.
Jesus fuck.
But I'm so good at talking to girls, Maddie. But why can't I say, will you go out with me?
Those are the hard ones.
Those are the hard ones. And I'm always hard. Can you believe it?
Exactly.
I should have been born white.
No.
Not this gross Ernest. Mocha color.
Mocha?
No. I just look
where?
Like...
Where is this mocha
I look yellow.
At?
Look at me.
Russia?
I look yellow.
What are you talking about?
I look like a Vietnamese man is awake. I look like Jordan Lam awake.
First of all, where in fuck's name will you get a yellow mocha?
No, it's like mocha with a little bit of yellow in it.
You look like a Frenchman, if anything.
A Frenchman? How dare you
look like,
fucking insult
what's,
me?
What's the ethnicity of the guy in The Mummy that looks like
Michael Frazier? I mean...
Michael Frazier!
What's his name? I saw
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Castle! No, that's not Castle.
But no, that's also not him. I'm talking about... The guy that looks like you.
I don't. I don't want to know about that fucking guy. Don't fucking say his name.
What's his name?
It's Benny or something.
Fuck you. Don't you ever fucking do. Oh my God, it's Benny from The Mummy ever again.
But we're not wrong. Is the thing.
You are wrong. My mustache isn't that thin. This is racism. I am being compared.
You called yourself Vietnamese. You said you were Jordan Lam. Who isn't Vietnamese?
He's from Cambodia. No.
It's fucking Thailand.
No! He's from America.
Which one?
He's Chinese, but he's from America.
What do you mean, which one, Maddie?
The old
Benny!
Benny!
They all look like Ernesto.
The one that looks like Ernesto.
Kevin J. O'Connor.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. That's an Irish name.
I was thinking about the guy that played the mask in The Mask.
Jim fucking Carrey?
What Jay Carrey? Oh my God, Jay Carrey! That sounds like Drew Carey from Whose Line Is It Anyway? But now it's...
Whose line is it anyway?
The gal that hosts that show. Fuck you, Maddie. is a girl that voices Alicia from Archer.
Archer.
And it was Ross's girlfriend from Friends when they were
Rachel.
The other one.
One before. I've never seen Emily.
More peaks in my life.
Was that the black girl?
No.
I don't want to say black.
Emily was British.
Emily was British. No, what was British the other one?
His name is like her name. She had like a boy name. Her name is like Charlie or something.
Bob.
Her name is Robert.
Alicia Keys did Bob. Her name isn't even Alicia. It's Alicia Tyler's. It's her fucking name, dude. Alicia Tyler's was Bob and Friends. You better do some funny clip arts for this.
Clip arts.
Oh, all these children's.
Dude, I did not. No, Maddie, you dumb fuck.
What would you do if the youngest one came in and was like, you got that 3 for $22?
Maddie, you fucking slut, stop recording me.
I wasn't. It's literally an ugly fucking picture of me.
Oh my god.
So many times.
What would
but
you
I
do?
I don't even know how many times she has it, so in reality.
Have one eye closed so I know it's an ugly picture. Do you not know how to close one eye?
Dude. Today I was fucking leaving Spirit, and you know those lawnmowers where it's like there's a little.
I have SEF Spirit? What the fuck?
What
are you talking about? You fucking retard.
Oh, Spirit, the Halloween store. I thought you were talking about Jesus.
This guy is out of it, dude. He's fucking gone.
Hey. You have no.
The brain cells.
You're off your. You're off your rocker.
There's the little, like. The little thing you stand on in the back, and when you turn it, the little plate thing that you stand on, like, wiggles around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I'm talking to them. They look fucking confused. The ones that you stand on.
This man is not going to know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, okay.
There was a fucking, like, really skinny, really tall black dude riding it, and it just looked funny. He was fucking, like, flowing around on it, and I looked at him, and I was, like, laughing when I looked at him. And I think he thought that I was, like, smiling at him a certain way. I don't fucking know. But he literally looked at me and he was like...
He was thinking he was going to take you in the back of Spirit and give you that lawnmower for free.
Basically. And so he was like, he did one of these. And he, like, did one of those. And then he fucking watched me the whole way as he rode past on it. Like, stared the whole way. As he fucking rode past on his standing lawnmower.
So you met Dave Chappelle.
I did.
Oh, God. Dave Chappelle. You know what? I think she might have been picked up. I don't know if... Well, you're not wearing the headphone, but...
Probably not have
she is.
The entire time either.
You might be able to hear her. She might be an
You might
guest.
Be in it.
You want to be a guest.
We say something please. Right now.
We need a woman so we can...
No, shut up.
We don't need a woman.
Let me handle this.
Talking about her.
The Trey Green podcast is sexist?
No.
Yes.
No.
I think it is.
For the no, love of God. Guys.
Maddie, please. If we were sexist, we would kick you out of here.
You tried, but I.
Why did I try?
You were like, get out of here.
No girls allowed. We're recording the podcast. Ernesto, it's 2019.
I'm sorry.
It's not just 2019. I just want to.
Say what you want to say. Go on a rant.
I just want to be a good person.
You talk, Trey.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Society tells you to be good.
Not this fucking rant again.
Huh? Can I have your credit card?
Don't
fuck off.
Fucking get
here, what?
Don't
what? Immediately
stop.
All right, now I'm.
If you get his credit card, I want pizzas.
I'm going to buy him a Slenderman.
I want pizzas.
Okay, can I buy his pizzas?
Why are you calling me? Alexander Hamilton is like my second favorite president.
Who's your first favorite president?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Of course.
Who remembers that he exists?
He does. He just talked about it inside. He read a book.
Was that nigga that couldn't fit in a bathtub?
Barack Obama.
No, you fucking gorilla. That was Coolidge, Calvin Coolidge. He died in a bathtub.
He died in the bathtub? So he got stuck and died?
No, he just fucking died. He's like, oh, stroke. And he died.
Didn't someone get stuck in there because they were too fat?
Probably. Theodore Roosevelt?
No, Theodore Roosevelt was fit, dude. Theodore Roosevelt was a fucking daddy.
Franklin Roosevelt?
God.
One of the Roosevelts was a big boy.
No.
The one with the big smile.
That was Theodore Roosevelt.
Wasn't he a big boy? No, I'm thinking of William Howard Taft.
Yeah, Taft.
Mm. That was a big boy.
But don't diss my main man, Franklin Delano. All right? He had polio. He had polio and won the Second World War. Granted, he died before it ended, but he was like, he squirted away.
He squirted away to heaven.
He squared it. I need some dew.
All right, Maddie.
diet Jesus. Do.
Come grab two of these from my hand.
Why can't you just hand it to her?
Are they like tarot cards where I have to like pick which ones I feel in my soul?
So many girls are into that tarot card gypsy shit. And I've been around those gypsies. I know those gypsies. Those gypsies don't believe in that.
I might be like, what are you going to do if it's like $35?
How much is taxes? Jesus Christ.
Get it below $19.
Get a what?
Get
the entire Halloween costume right before Halloween is probably going to be, right. I'm guessing, $56.99. That's my guess. What's your guess?
Less than $40, I hope.
I do what I want, Maddie.
And that's the true epitome of this podcast. Okay. I do what I want.
Yeah.
I'm 18.
I'm going to use the remaining money to buy pizza.
Yeah, the remaining 6 cents.
Yeah, there's not going to be money.
You do what you can to get a pizza.
Fuck Ernesto. Little Caesars. You just
Little Caesars?
Where is Little Caesars? That's shitty, but it's $5.
It is shitty, though.
Little Gafers. Got them.
I wonder how much that place right there, George, is, because their shit's actually counting.
Well,
over there?
Probably a lot.
We're going to send you on a diplomatic mission.
To get us pizza.
Right now. I don't have enough money. Give me another 20 and I'll
Wait,
get
I don't
pizza.
Want pizza. Why are we talking? I want a costume. Give me a costume.
Why can't you have a costume and pizza?
Yeah.
We'll see. Once I buy the costume. Okay. Just send me like a picture, call me. You know
okay,
what to do.
I'll be back.
All right,
drive safe.
Drive safe, Maddie.
I said it first.
You well, you I said Maddie.
It. You don't even mean it.
I don't. I don't.
I don't.
So, notice how I haven't said, what are we talking about again? Actually, yeah,
exactly. No, well, probably, but not as much. Like, not after like a 10-minute silence.
You know what, guys? If it was just me and the lamb, we could go for 3 hours. 3 hours, easy. Because
I want to see a podcast that's just you and Jordan,
fucking
and no one else.
Me and the Lamb. That would be an interesting podcast.
I just want to see how that would go.
It would go pretty well. But I went through I listened to your entire podcast that you did with the Lamb, and I'm really happy how it turned out. I had some really funny bits.
Like what? Give me your top 5 funny bits from the last podcast.
Did we have
Ernesto
5?
And is an empanada and
that was George. Not funny. That was the worst joke.
That was funny.
Yeah. No wait, no. That I mean that
fucking funny.
No, it was what Jordan said that he was like why
am I an egg roll? Why am I a dumpling? Why not an egg roll soup? I haven't had Chinese food in so long.
You should have said Chinese food then instead of pizzas.
Just get Chinese food after this.
She's gonna come back. She's too dumb to actually remember to get pizza. I bet you she'll forget about the pizza.
She's not going to have the money.
She's not even going to check. She's going to lie to us.
Those costumes are
going to
be expensive, even if they're just morph suits.
I already have my Halloween costume.
What are you going to be?
It's a hipster that got murdered, so he has like a cleaver on his head.
Where are you going to be?
Is that Maddie?
Yeah, she's on the phone, talking to hoes.
True.
Oh, hey guys, hold on. My mom's calling me.
Holy hey, let me, shit. Let me.
Mom or mother?
Hello?
I know his mom.
God damn. Hi, Miranda.
It's not his mom.
Yeah, I do want Chipotle. You know what? Let's do chicken today. Actually, no, I lied. Beef. Yeah, for sure.
I like the steak.
I had a really good Philly cheesesteak today.
From where?
From South Philly. It's a place near us,
yeah. Yeah. I heard it, yeah.
They have really good chili feet. Chili.
Chili feet?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Jiminy.
Jimmy. There's this old person in my job that can't say my name, just calls me Jimmy.
He can't say Ernesto? Well, yeah.
No. They're all Southern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not that he can't say, he doesn't want to.
No, what?
Hey,
Jimmy.
I'm not going to call you any of those, south of the border names. I'm going to call you Ernest.
I ain't going to call you any of them wetback names. When you get here, you get a right-wing American name like a Jimmy.
Or
sometimes
John?
He calls me Jim.
What's a left-wing American name?
Rachel.
Alex.
Fucking Rachel. Yeah. Catherine?
It's so different. There are many American names and Hispanic names that are literally the same, but just sound different. Rachel, do you know how that sounds in Spanish? Rachel.
Whoa. Chili feet.
Rachel. Rachel. Charles. Charles. Do you know how you say Charles in Spanish?
Hmm.
Charlie.
Did you say Charlie?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie.
How about Chuck?
Chuck. Whatever. Whatever with the BS.
I'm honestly happy that Halloween is over. This is being uploaded after Halloween.
yeah, I'm tired of being stared at by that guy.
Yeah. No, we got to keep...
Keep Bones.
Mr. Bones has talked to me. I think I've spent more time.
Mr. Bones has talked to me? Mr. Bone isn't real.
Me and Mr. Bones have been through so much shit together.
What are you talking about?
His eyes light.
You gotta keep him. You gotta put like a token.
No, he's gonna ask you to murder a child or something.
I don't know, man. He's already asking me for like skin and shit.
Skin?
May I please have skin?
You're going to take off your own skin. Maybe Mr. Bone's like, your skin's okay, but I'd like a whiter skin, please.
Oh, God, yeah, I can't wait for the triggering episode. Mr. Bones equals racist?
You can't, because then we can't make money. But the worst thing about growing up is growing up, when you think about it. Because I don't want to grow up anymore, but I see myself going 1,000 miles per hour sometimes. Sometimes I catch myself about, like, just going, like, really quick through life. And I ask myself, am I going too fast or should I, you know, put it into third gear, let it cruise?
Did you ever see Shazam?
Hated that movie.
I like
you Shazam. Hated it?
You That's hated it?
That's, like, the only good DC movie ever.
Actually,
you didn't like Wonder Woman? You sexist fog?
I liked Wonder Woman because I'm sexist.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
That's
Jesus.
I remember one time, one day, Alejandro told me, I think I might be homophobic, and the next day he put his finger in my ass.
Yeah, check the Patreon for that exclusive clip.
That was Dude, Patreon is just legal prostitution.
It really fucking is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
The girls are like, you want to see my tits?
Yes.
You got to pay. I pay. Tits. Prostitution.
That's not prostitution.
But have you guys noticed how many prostitutes are on Snapchat?
At least two.
There's a lot.
I don't follow any.
There's a lot. When you go to Tinder and sometimes you check the bio, they'll say it's a very beautiful girl and she's showing a lot of skin. And then you go to her, her Snapchat and you... follow her, she'll most likely maybe 30% chance she's a prostitute.
Ernesto, when is your Netflix special coming out?
Probably 2031.
Okay.
I would name it like Rambling Man, and then I would have a song called Rambling Man play as the... Because I want to be that kind of comic. I don't want to invite people.
What are your jokes going to be? Give me some of your jokes from your next set.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you that I haven't practiced at all? I have some joke ideas.
But you have a next set?
But do you have you actually have stuff for the next one?
Yeah.
Cool.
You're going more than once? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Good job, dude.
Yeah, that's cool.
I really like it. I got really nervous upstage, but at the same time, you know when you get nervous, you sort of like... Become like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, you can use that to your
giggly.
Advantage.
You become giggly. I do the opposite. I become really depressed.
But you can use
Did
both,
you see it? Did you see the...
I watched. It's not up. Yeah, I watched it.
What?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you? Don't fucking do that to me, my friend.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, it was good, Ernesto. It was really funny. You killed. Don't just be like,
oh, yellow.
Jesus.
The only reason we're going for Slenderman is because you said it. Is there anything else there?
Did you like it? Did you like my fucking set?
Yes, I did. Like I laughed at the...
What's up?
I'm sorry. I can't think of the one that I...
Was it my grandpa died joke?
Yeah.
Did you laugh at iPhone 11 cousin with the iPhone 11 joke?
That made my eyes widen. I was like, whoa. Is that a true story?
That it,
give me the
It's based on a true story. I don't have a cousin that's a prostitute, but my best friend growing up, her name was Claudia, she did become a prostitute. But I did have I recently had a cousin whose Motorola phone broke, and I had to like fix it from over here. So
none of the story is true.
No, it's a mesh.
I know how it works.
Is it $40 exactly?
I was just curious. I'm not like offended that it wasn't.
And I
like,
don't.
You just
I don't
put stuff together to make a joke story.
Since it's a 5-minute set, I don't write anything down. Literally, from like the day I do it to like the day I don't do it, I'll turn off the music in my car and I'll just like talk to myself and like throw ideas in the back burner. I'll think of a joke of a punchline. I mean, I'll think of like the end half of a premise and like the end line of a punchline. And then I'll mesh them.
Mm-hmm.
And then upstage I can sort of connect things.
You know, either funny or cool. I don't mind.
No.
Let's pause this conversation. You couldn't even like get up. I'm trying to have a podcast here.
Please don't be ridiculous. Okay.
Do you realize how rude that was? You couldn't just stand up. Like you could, like if you stood up, that would be better. If you just turn your head a little bit that way, instead of picking up the entire conversation of what we're trying to talk about.
What were you guys talking about?
None of your business.
None of your beeswax.
None of your beeswax. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
So you do you have another set scheduled?
Yeah, December 4th.
December 4th? Dude, not tomorrow?
I'll skate there.
Why not?
Because it's every Wednesday.
Why not every Wednesday?
I need time to think.
I get it. And you need another month and change.
Did I say December? I meant November. November 4th.
That's less than a week.
Yeah, I know. Together, I got my shit together. I got jokes.
He got jokes.
He's got jokes.
I got jokes.
You got jokes, huh?
I do. Now, I definitely have a type.
Are we talking about females now? This is a conversation that I can contribute to.
Alejandro can attest to this. The women I find interesting, the women that I, you know, develop emotions towards, not exactly love, but definitely emotions of a sexual need, are women that, you know, they're not the prom queen. They're the smart, weird girl.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's got to like him.
He's like Amine's type. He doesn't like the... The popular bitch. He likes a bitch that's bird cute, which means she's kind of weird, but she's got some cake.
That's true. And I like black hair. I really do.
You like black hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I like black hair, like your hair. I don't even care if it's dyed. I just like staring at it because it reminds me of my pubes. I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm shaved down there. So I definitely have a type. What are you, Trigger? You got a type? You got a type of woman? Or are you gonna be a priest your entire life?
I really don't know if I have a type. I haven't thought about it since I got my job. Since I got my job, slicing up some meat and cheese for the public.
Which Publix is it?
It's Winn-Dixie.
It's a Winn-Dixie. And
well, I'm not gonna dox my
and
my job.
No.
But,
yeah, I know what it is.
I thought they closed that one. I'm thinking of
You're thinking of one on.
Yeah. Yeah, the people I work with worked on the street one.
Yeah.
They have stories.
That's where I grew up, Trey.
That's not where I grew up.
I just lived there for a little while.
But no, I have a job.
I'm proud of you.
I work in the deli. I deal with old people all day.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing I noticed. I was telling my best friend this in a letter.
You don't write.
I do write. I write.
What's it like to write?
Right? Yeah. I write letters to my friend that lives in that goes to.
That's a fucking pain in the ass.
That sound is so fake.
The first time. The first
what's his name?
I'm thinking of a.
What do you mean you're thinking?
I'm thinking of a funny name to use.
Give me the real name.
No, we had a funny name.
Just say Mike Oxmall.
Doug Walker. Doug.
Oh my God. But guys, find love and
No, what are we talking? No, I'm not done.
Yeah, right.
Talking about Winn-Dixie.
Fucking Winn-Dixie love. Letter.
Winn-Dixie. Love, sex, and Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, okay. I'm probably gonna shut up. all right, so I work in Winn-Dixie. I am in the deli. I'm the youngest person there by far. The next youngest person is still twice my age. Or almost twice my age.
It's depressing.
Even though I'm doing the bottom of the barrel, the bare minimum of good at my job, everyone was like, "Wow, you're a quick learner." I'm like, "No, I just don't have a bad back yet." I'm 19 years old. Everyone here is in their 50s to 80s.
But why are old people getting jobs? Shouldn't you be retiring or
because they don't have enough to live off of retirement.
They didn't listen to Miss Barris's online orientations.
Talking about, you gorilla?
But the thing
I'm thinking about specifically.
The thing I noticed is that the old men. I thought it was going to be like this. I thought the old women were going to be because I get a lot of old people customers. I always thought that the old women would be really nice. Grandma-like, and treat me like their grandson. And the old men would be, really pushy and, cranky and impatient.
But it's the other way around.
It's the exact other way around. The old women are, the most evil creatures I've ever experienced in my life. And the old men the old men are so cool. Even though they're probably horribly racist, they're they're nice guys. It's because I'm white.
All old women love me because I remind them of the young Spanish boy they had an affair with when they were 19 and they were at Rub Spring or whatever the fuck those old people did.
Rub Spring? What'd you say?
Rub Spring.
Is that a name or a place?
That's a thing. The Amish kids have, I think, one summer of their life where they're like, "You're not Amish anymore. Go fuck shit up."
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And they go to clubs and they fuck and they do this and they do that. And that's when they decide, "Well, I don't want to be Amish anymore." But they can't because they don't have anywhere else to go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that, it's just a huge change of perspective. I don't think it's very fair.
To do Rub Springa?
Yeah. I think you should do it a couple times at least. Before then, you can make a choice.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was called, but I know that that's a people do that, and they're like, "I don't want to be Amish anymore."
Rub Springer, dude.
But that's the weird thing about the place, our place of residence in city, comma state.
There's so many goddamn Dutch Amish motherfuckers. Yeah. In this town, I swear to the good Lord.
Literally, I think, aren't we famous for it? If I saw
our travel site says the same shit. Beautiful beaches, beautiful Amish community. Yeah.
we have a really good beach,
and our museums are killer.
Our circus, forget about it.
Best circus in town.
The greatest show on Earth, even.
Earth, even.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Oh, my titty.
Welcome to Earth, Sarasota.
Oh, my.
You make my earthquake.
You make my goif quake.
That's the second earthquake reference.
This is God's waiting room, ladies and gentlemen.
On the Tri-Grain podcast.
You know how hard it is to grow up in fucking Florida? It's so hard. It's hot every day. It smells like shit every day.
Probably easier than Mexico.
Probably.
You could say that about a lot of places. It's probably easier than the Middle East. It's probably easier than many states.
I wouldn't mind living in Dubai.
Well, go ahead.
Can't, I don't get the dough.
Damn.
But, you know, Arabs aside, growing up in Florida isn't easy. And when people from any other place ask you, "Oh, where you grew up?" And I'm like, "I grew up in Florida." "Why ain't you got an accent?" Because Florida isn't the South. Florida is the North.
Florida is the
South. Yeah, Florida is Down the weird. It's the most southern part of America.
It has the most southern fucking stereotypes. We have hillbillies. We have trailer parks. We have fucking crack dealers.
It's also nothing like a place like Texas.
It's not like Texas. Like,
we're just complete. We're we like an enigma. Farms.
We are. And yeah. Texas, in Texas, they have really tight communities, actually. They have really, like, good suburban lives.
Texas is just sober Florida.
That's why they're more racist.
That's why they
They say this is the drunk capital of Florida, Sarasota.
The what?
The drunk
capital. The drunk capital. Yeah, no
everyone
kidding.
Everyone comes here to die.
And Florida's an enigma. Sarasota, I don't think you're ever going to find a state that has this many different groups. All the Cubans are in Miami. All the old people are in our town, Venice and...
Bradenton?
No. They're all moving to Englewood.
And Englewood. And Palmer Ranch. You could argue the rich ones go to Palmer Ranch.
Punta Gorda. King Kunta.
Our Damn. East Coast... Wait, never eat soggy waffles. Our West Coast is beautiful. It is well taken care of. And we have a lot of really good communities. Our East Coast... Dude, there are places in Daytona Beach where people take shits out in the wild. It's horrible. You ever been to Tallahassee?
No, I have not
been it's to shit. Tallahassee. It's a horrible, horrible place. St. Augustine is the best town in the west coast of Florida, and I definitely recommend it.
I do hear that the panhandle is quite shite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty empty.
You ever been to Pensacola, dude?
I haven't been to a lot of
Pensacola? You can't go there with your color.
Oh, really?
Pensacola? It is horrible.
I've been to more states than I have cities in Florida.
I've been to Louisiana and Tennessee. When I was in Tennessee, if one of the people wanted to get my attention to be like, Hey, boy.
I've been to Ohio, West Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
It's weird. People in West Virginia have a southern accent. People in Virginia don't.
I've been all up the eastern coast, and my favorite place is still Michigan because people will call you Young Buck up there.
Young Buck?
Yeah, it makes me feel
They call you Young Buck here, too.
Young Buck.
What do they call us here?
Niggers.
Yeah. You know what? I might keep that in.
Well, you said it, so it's okay. Yeah. You have to flash a picture of him.
That's the moral conflict of the podcast. I don't know who to censor.
Do you censor Jordan?
No, he didn't.
Jordan say...
He can't.
Can I say...
No.
Are you gonna blur out that word?
I don't think anyone here knows what means.
Jordan, I have an understanding. I can say...
I'm gonna use that as the censor. Your little belch.
Yes, but
thanks for your approval.
What are colloquialisms we have here?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't talk to anyone here.
I feel like we have an accent.
I don't talk to anyone who's born and raised here. Everyone I know lives somewhere else.
Do we have an accent?
Some people have accents, but like a lot of people are from other places. So
there are some kids that we went to school with that had a southern accent that were raised here their whole lives. Why don't we have one?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Because, like, either we came from somewhere else or our parents did.
Yeah, I was busy practicing Spanish.
So I guess it depends on, like, the family.
What was that?
The family we grow up in. Like, my family, a couple people have southern accents in my family.
In my work, either you have a southern accent or you have a New York transatlantic accent.
Some of my family is, like, either no accent... Southern accent or New York accent.
Hearing a New York
and talk and when I talk to the different groups of
by New York, old I'm people, referring to one person, but she has a very thick accent.
I've awesome. Mastered a light New York accent, not to throw people off, but at the same time, like, hey, you good, there you go. And I also have a really good Southern accent. Well, see, my southern accent usually comes from a place called West Virginia. See, they elongate the S vowel, and they're very slow and sort of perched lips, and they say things that are very colloquial and very howdy and tucked.
You sound like the teacher from South Park.
That's Mr. I can do him.
Mr. Mackey.
You just did.
No, the other one. Mr. What's his name? Mr. Hand?
No, the other one.
Mr.
Garrison.
Mr. Garrison.
All right, y'all. That's what he sounds like. People in Denver have accents, which is weird, because Denver's such a pothead town. All right, guys. Live, love, life, and eat pussy. Stay blind.
No. We're doing a real...
Oh, we're doing...
Yeah, all right. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.